You're listening to SBS News.
Hi, with the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. In this bulletin, Treasurer Jim Chalmers says Australians can expect a restrained and measured budget. More than 1.5 million vapes seized in Australia. And in soccer, Borussia Dortmund through to the Champions League final. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS newsroom. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the Australian public should expect a measured budget to manage inflation. He says there will be cost of living assistance for Australians, but insists such measures must not contribute to worsening inflation. He told ABC Radio National the government has already made positive steps for the economy, including bringing down debt and delivering the first surplus in 15 years. Dr. Chalmers added that he's in frequent conversation with RBA Governor Michelle Bullock. This comes as the Reserve Bank left the cash rate unchanged at 4.35% following a two-day meeting of the RBA's board members. Minister for Health Mark Butler says more than 1.5 million vapes have been seized since the beginning of this year by the Australian Border Force and the Therapeutic Goods Administration. It comes after national reforms were introduced on January the 1st, including the importation of all disposable vapes being banned, with very limited exceptions. On March the 1st, the importation of all vapes were also banned unless importers have an import licence and permit from the Office of Drug Control. Mr. Butler says the reforms have impacted the supplies for vaping retailers.
In just the first few months since January, more than 1.5 million illegal vapes have been seized by the Australian Border Force and by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. That's 1.5 million vapes taken out of the hands of our kids and very, very young adults. It is starting to choke off supply of these vapes to vaping retailers. We're hearing that anecdotally already in Australia.
The parents of two Australian brothers murdered during a surfing trip in Mexico have made an emotional statement, saying the world has become a darker place for them following their loss. Originally from Perth, Calum Robinson and his brother Jake were on a surfing trip with their American friend in the Mexican state of Baja California when they failed to check into pre-arranged accommodation near the city of Ensenada. After searches by authorities, three bodies were found in a well earlier this week. The brothers' parents travelled to Mexico and confirmed their identities. Their mother, Deborah Robinson, says it's time to bring them back home to Australia.
It is with heavy hearts that we share the news that Callum Jake have been murdered. Our hearts are broken and the world has become a darker place for us. We also mourn the loss of Carter Road, a close friend. They were young men enjoying their passion of surfing together.
Cumberland City Councillor Steve Christou has responded to controversy around his decision to ban same-sex parenting books in local libraries. He told Channel 9 it's dangerous when local elected representatives fail to listen to their community, adding that about 60% of the community were born overseas and have deeply conservative values. Mr. Christou says any form of sexualised content should not be accessible to children.
And it's not just about targeting, gay parents. They don't want any form of sexualised books or our kids being opened up to any form of sexualisation in the libraries. Let kids be kids.
In response, the government is threatening to review the library's funding, saying the ruling may breach the New South Wales government's Anti-Discrimination Act. In sports, Central defender Mats Hummels has helped Borussia Dortmund into the Champions League final, with the German team winning 1-0 against Paris Saint-Germain. Moments after Warren Zaire-Emery missed an open goal for PSG, Hummels rose unchallenged to head in Julian Brandt's corner from the left in the 50th minute. Dortmund will either play against record 14-time champions Real Madrid or six-time winners Bayern Munich on June the 1st at Wembley Stadium. Dortmund are on course for their second Champions League trophy after winning in 1999. 97. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the newsroom. And remember to check out our suite of podcasts. They include SBS News In Depth, where you can hear special features, and Cost of Living Secrets, helping you save money every day, wherever you get your podcasts.